Welcome to The Thriving Christian Artist, the podcast where we hope you connect with God to bust through the roadblocks that have held you back for years, create the work you love, and really live the life you know God created you to live as an artist in His kingdom. I'm Matt Tama, your host. Let's get started. Well, hey there, everybody. I'm so glad that you are with me today on the podcast. You know, we all go through times in our life where roadblocks and situations and just turmoil, problems pop up in our life, happen in our life. Some of them are so overwhelming that they absolutely paralyze us and shut us down, and we don't know if we can ever make it through that. Some people never do. Some people, through God's grace, praise the Lord, are able to walk through that and find victory. And that's really what today's podcast episode is about. I've got my friend Angela Brook on the podcast today, and we talk about some of the really big issues that she had to walk through in her life, being sexually abused as a person who was in the military and a young person, and having a child that was the result of that abuse, and yet how God redeemed that. And then in the middle of life and that child growing up and having her own children, then her daughter was killed. And I mean, just like, are you kidding me? How would you even go through that? And yet at the same time, God began to do such incredible things in her life and through her art, and really as an act of redemption and a show of His goodness and glory in her life. And I can't wait for you to hear her story. You're going to be really, really inspired just by everything that God's done in Angela's life. I also want to take a moment to let you know that we're coming to the end of your opportunity to be able to register for the Artist Rise Up series that I'm doing here online. Thousands upon thousands of artists have registered for this all over the world and just about every creative medium, and we want you to be a part of it as well. It's a 5-video series that I'm doing that's focused on rising up as the artist that God's called you to be. We're going to be talking about the rise of the thriving artist, the marks of thriving artists, how to overcome some of the biggest roadblocks that may have been facing you in your life as an artist, how to experience accelerated breakthrough right out of God's word in your life as a creative, and then how to really practically start taking your place in this army that God's raising up. Maybe He's called you to raise up an arts ministry. Maybe He's called you to sell your work, either part-time or full-time, in the marketplace, but you're just not sure how to do it. This video series is going to help to give you the context of what it means to be a thriving artist in God's kingdom and really connect the dots with you. And then we're also going to be giving you an invitation one last time this year to be a part of the Created to Thrive mentoring program. Listen, this program for the last 3 years has really been such a pivotal part of so many artists' lives in helping them connect their heart to the Lord, reset their identity, renew their mind, come into alignment with who God's called them to be, and then learn the practical things as an artist that you need to know to be able to take yourself from struggling to really thriving. Now, even though we're on the podcast right now, I would invite you just to close your eyes for a second. I want to do a little exercise with you, okay? Unless you're in the car, don't be closing your eyes, all right? But imagine just for a second, all right, close your eyes, kind of take a deep breath, and imagine what your life would feel like if you were completely confident in knowing that you knew God's plan for your life and for your art and for your business or ministry, and you knew that you were walking that out in confidence. Imagine, all right, being able to go into the studio, have the skills you need, have the unique voice that God's given you, and really be able to flow in that beautifully, to create the work that God's put on your heart to create. And then to turn around and be able to authentically connect with clients in a way that allows them to buy your work for top dollar, to share your work with their friends and allow you to grow a part-time or even full-time business. Or maybe for those of you that aren't in the business realm, maybe just to be able to see your work release God's transformation in the lives of people in ministry, or maybe both. That, my friend, is what the Created to Thrive Artist Mentoring Program is all about. And nothing would give me greater joy than to be able to walk with you on your journey to really start thriving as the artist that God created you to be. So listen, take the invitation, register for the series called Artists Rise Up. Watch those 5 videos, let them inspire you, and then take advantage of this last opportunity this year to be a part of the Created to Thrive Artist Mentoring Program. Next year, the price is going up. We won't be open until the spring. And remember, every time when you join the program, you're going to be grandfathered in. So no matter how much we raise the price in the future, you'll always be at the price that you came in with. That way, you'll never have to worry about price increases or anything like that. And you'll be a part of this incredible community. All right. So be sure to take a moment and do that right now. Now, before we get to Angela's interview, which is awesome, I want to give a real shout out, heartfelt shout out to one of my podcast listeners. This person's name is called Color on Purpose. Don't you love that? I love you can put little nicknames in the podcast reviews. But here's what Color on Purpose says. I never miss an episode of this podcast. It is fantastic. I'm always encouraged and inspired by both Matt and his guests. If you want to be inspired and encouraged to create art that is in alignment with grace and God's leading for your work, then this needs to be your go-to podcast. Well, Color on Purpose, thank you so much for that. From the bottom of my heart, it really means so much to me and my team for us to know that you're listening, to know that the podcast is making a difference in your life. So really, thanks so much. And for all of you, if you've not taken the time to subscribe to the podcast, to review it on iTunes or Google Play or wherever you listen to the podcast, please take a moment and do that. That always, again, just lets us know that you're out there and that the podcast is a real blessing to your life. All right. Well, hey, let me get out of the way. I've got a great interview, like I said, with Angela Brooke. You're going to enjoy it, and it's going to be a real blessing for you. Be sure at the end of the podcast to go to Angela's website and check out all the great work that she's doing. All right, here's the interview. Well, hey there. I'm so glad that you're on the podcast with me today. I've got my friend Angela Brooke, who is an incredible artist and friend and member of the Created to Thrive Artist Mentoring Program. Angela, thank you so much for being with me today.
Thank you, Matt. I feel honored and privileged. I was listening to some of the people. It's some amazing, amazing speakers you have on there. So thank you.
I tell you, doing this podcast for the last, I guess it's been a year and a half now, has been so encouraging to me too, to hear the stories of people. Cause so many times, you know, all we hear about is quote unquote, the starving artist. And I'm like, listen, that is not God's best for your life. Hello. You know,
yes.
God's got some incredible things for you. So, hey, listen, you're experiencing so much incredible stuff right now. And I wanted to, for you to have an opportunity to share your story on the podcast, because I know it's going to be a real encouragement to so many folks. Talk just a little bit about who you are, what you do creatively, where you are in the world, and then we'll jump into a little bit of your backstory after that.
Okay. I think I first have to start out with Matt is how we met.
Yeah.
We met. It was by chance, quote unquote chance.
Quote unquote.
I definitely aligned it. About 4 years ago, maybe. I was trying to figure out about 2014, and I was part of an art group at church. Knew nothing about Facebook, none of that stuff. And because I was part of that group, I had to join Facebook. And a friend said, she followed you and she said, I think you should go to this healing seminar. Now listen, I lived in Harrisburg, PA. I called, there was one spot left. I just went on faith. Wow. Came in, it was in your studio in Asheville in the River Arts District.
And that's the only one of those we ever did like that. It was so like 30 people, I think, came to that.
Yeah, it wasn't a whole bunch, but it was enough. And I could remember right off the bat, I was impressed that you were open about your struggles. And also not that you only that you were open, but that you believed in working through them. You were transparent. Mm. And you gave hope, like, yes, you can move past this. This doesn't have to define who you are.
Yeah.
And you were also safe. Right off the bat, you talked about your family, you know, Tanya and your child and how... So that made a safe environment. And I also, Jim and Pat Banks were there.
Yeah.
And there was some amazing healing. So, and I also bought, remember I was sitting there and there was that little blue basket, the whole entire time, that blue basket, I just kept being drawn to it. So I bought, and it turns out that was your first encaustic basket.
That's right. I remember that. That's what knit our heart together.
Yeah. So what a way to get started. So then when you were doing your like end of year promotion for CTT.
Yeah.
And then the first year I didn't sign up. But so you want me to start when I started in CTT?
Well, yeah, because I guess you went back home and God's working in your heart, and then you became a part of the mentoring program.
Yes.
Yeah. Tell everybody what you do creatively too, because it's so awesome.
Okay. Creatively, I'm a mixed media artist. Currently, I paint landscapes. I'm always drawn to landscapes and sunsets. I love that. I also create from the heart, so I create every day. Part of that, right when I went to your conference, I made that decision to create every day, period, no excuses. Wow. And so I'm either behind a canvas, painting, journaling, and I went through this period where I had a head trauma and forgot to paint, how to paint, and so it was like God's just stripped everything away. And through that, my old style of painting was very tight, very detailed, where I would do, you know, crochet or needlepoint. Everything was tight and controlled. After all of that, now I would describe myself as more free artist.
That's right. Paint.
You know, just paint. And so I do a lot of I do collages as well. I started collages. And when we moved to Greenville, and that won me some awards and got me into shows. Some people respond to the collages. Other people like the traditional sunsets. So I kind of do both, but they're usually landscapes.
Yeah, yeah. That's awesome. You know, the thing I love about your story, Angela, and getting to know you and all that you've been through over the years is that you are somebody that does not let excuses or things that you've run up against in your life stand in the way of God's best for your life. You're somebody that is really committed in their life to push through those things, to move through those things with the grace of God. And that's kind of how we met in Created to Thrive. Kind of fast forward in your story a little bit. Talk about that, because I think for so many people, we've had things that have happened in our life, and for many people that keeps them completely stuck and paralyzed as opposed to being able to move through it and get on to what God's got for them.
Absolutely. You're exactly right, Matt. And I got strength. I guess people tell me all the time, you're a strong woman. I guess I don't recognize that. Mm. But I think just leaning into the Lord and just being obedient.
Yeah.
And just doing what he tells you, you know, like get in your car and drive down to Asheville. Like that's obedience. That I knew was from the Lord. So as I listen to those things, God gives me more and more different situations. And wait, what am I answering?
Well, I think I was just going to say, you went through some major health challenges in your life that were not only health challenges, but unlocked all this other emotional stuff in your life that could have sent many people down a path that, you know, they felt like maybe they couldn't get out of, but God really used that in your life.
I feel like the Lord stripped everything away. Through having getting my head banged, it brought back memories of, you know, I was in the military, and during that time I was raped by my squad leader and produced a child, and I suppressed that for years, and I chose to keep the child amongst the, you know, here I was, this young woman in a foreign country, and everyone told me to get rid of this child, and I didn't do that. And that's when I very, very first got face down with the Lord. This was bigger than anything that I could do on my own. And I can remember putting her name under my pillow and just gave it to the Lord. And I don't even know if I called him the Lord at that time, because whatever God there was, I didn't grow up, in a Christian household. So
yeah, you didn't have a context for that, right?
No.
Yeah.
No, God pulled me through all of that. And from that, there's so much. You don't have to keep all of that inside anymore. It's okay. If one person is listening, and you know, I know that woman at the well, you know, that event, by not dealing with it, led to all of these different poor choices and failed relationships and the judgment that comes with that. And I always relate to the lady in the Bible standing at the well. So if you have that feeling, you can be a man or a woman, if you have that feeling and you know that God still loved her. Jesus was there for her. That's what comes through. That's what brings me through. I am okay who I am. I don't owe anyone any explanation.
Yeah.
So I share today, and I hope that about something that's not easy to talk about, that somebody can stay inspired or get inspired or get help.
Yeah.
Or
yeah.
Go, you know, get whatever is needed to deal with that. And definitely art has always been my, I've been creative my entire life. And I think art was always my way to deal with stuff. You know, my household, it wasn't a happy house, but art was my outlet. I went into my bedroom. I took my, even at a young age, I spent money on art supplies. You know, I worked, I bought paint. And I took my parents' old table in my bedroom, and I would paint plaster craft, like for gifts. I sold some of it. And I also believe that God always puts people in our lives, no matter what you're living in, no matter where you're at, he's yeah. there for you. And my art teacher, I did this hand-built clay sculpting just because I loved, you know, it was an assignment in class. Well, he loved it, submitted it to this thing. I won second place in the state of Pennsylvania. Like, how cool is that?
Yeah.
And so he said, like, you got to go to art school, and you're, you know, he just pulled out that talent that saw something in me that wasn't being recognized anywhere else. And so I got, you know, that at that point, just like the family, the way they are, they don't support college. It's just the way it was. He helped me, you know, you'd be a starving artist, and I was good at science. So the guidance counselor wanted me to do science. And this one person, that art teacher, so if you're an art teacher, that to me, you have such a chance to impact young adults' lives. He went and worked on his own and helped me do all the things a parent should have, you know, get all the application, all the stuff that was needed. And so I got accepted. Like, wow, just the whole process was amazing. And I was going to be an art therapist. I still do, you know, I still couldn't take that risk of just painting. There had to be some science attached, which was okay.
Right.
So, and my grandfather was also the other person who he loved to paint. And he said, I had no, you know, I didn't qualify for any type of money. And he said, I will help you pay. Well, then he passed away when I graduated. So I was accepted. I no longer had any help. So then I joined the Army. So. Right. So you could look at that story and say, okay, story ends here. But God has, I believe he gives us our art. It comes from him. It's not mine. It's his. And
absolutely.
For so many years, and you speak that, you live that. You're a great example of that. It's how am I going to foster that?
Yeah. I can so relate. I mean, I think about my own life and the life of so many artists that I hear grow up as a creative. You know, I always say, just like God's got a plan for your life, the enemy's got a plan for your life as well. And there are these defining moment, kind of perfect storms that happen in our life. For me, it was being sexually abused as a young teenager, and all through those years, really throwing me into major, major confusion about who I was and what God's purpose and plan was for my life. For you, it's growing up as an artist, and yet, you know, in the middle of a military career, being raped and going through that abuse. And that really, for so many people, can absolutely paralyze them. But and for me, I know, and I know in talking to you, our, I guess, mechanism of being able to move on with life for people that don't have the Lord and don't know the Lord in that way to be able to process it is to just kind of stuff it down. And for you, something that was kind of out of left field, if you will, a head trauma and a dramatic brain injury actually kind of dislodged those memories. And that's kind of how our whole path re-intersected again. And you coming into the mentoring program and all of that. Talk about that, because it's such a, again, an interesting way of how the Lord brings you back into what he's got for you.
Absolutely. And I'm sorry you experienced that, Matt. And I thank you for your transparency with that, what you went through, the going through this whole process of having everything stripped away, my marriage, my health, everything, you're sort of left with an opportunity to redefine yourself, because you the life as you knew it is no longer there. The
right.
career that I had is no longer there. And so the And then probably the next big thing that happened around that same time, like that wasn't enough. Our daughter was killed in a car accident. Oh. And left behind two young daughters. But because I had done that work, and you just can't let, I didn't want that to define me.
Mm.
I see moms that just stay stuck and you can't, and, or just continue to ask why. We don't know why everything happens. But here again, it's that you have to dig deep into that faith. And those decisions that I had made, I was at your place. So when that CTT came around the first time, I didn't join because I was grieving.
Yeah.
So, but I had put in place to create every day. By making that decision, I started creating every day. I had met you at the, you know, at your studio. CTT came around when you did that end of the year thing. I didn't join at that time, but that's okay. Then the next year, when it came around in 2018, January, that's, you know, I'm now newly married to a wonderful person, a man of God, who has 100% supported me in my art. We started a business together. He said, absolutely join. He was 100% online on board for me to join CTT. I joined in January of 2018. And in how this happens again, someone, I don't even know who it was, I'd never met this person, couldn't go. Remember, Mastermind was coming up.
That's
now,
right.
Remember, I had been in healthcare where they had, I spent a lot of money every year to go to these conferences. You
right.
know, I had to. So this Mastermind came up, and not to undervalue it, but the price compared to what I was used to paying was like, there was no comparison. And it was sold out, and this lady said, hey, somebody bought a ticket. It's sort of those God setups.
That's right.
I didn't know this lady. Okay, I'll take her ticket. Okay, I need a place to sleep. I didn't know anyone. And this lovely lady offered a room. You know, we booked. But I feel like going to attending those, I attended that Mastermind right off the bat. Joined in January, went to Mastermind in March. Went to GOA in October and went to Mastermind again. I don't think you can miss any of those.
Yeah, for those people, I'm sure there's somebody out there going, all these acronyms, what is she talking about?
Okay, sorry.
So that happens in our community, doesn't it? So GOA is Gathering of Artisans. This is our 14th one coming up this year in 2019. Incredible conference. Then CTT is our artist mentoring program, Created to Thrive. And Mastermind is the event that we do once a year for Created to Thrive members only. And it is absolutely life-changing. And you were there, and God, I mean, really used that, I think, as a launch pad for you, because, man, things just started happening in your life. I mean, talk about some of the things that have been happening.
Well, it was easy. We had zero social, and there was no Angela Brugart. Like, it wasn't even in existence. We started a business, a legal, legitimate business, and then we started a website. That Facebook page, we followed, you know, all the things that you recommend doing, and have IG accounts, start doing, you know, Lord said do Facebook Live, all of these things just started. And then the most helpful thing to me was those 90 day, I can break it down.
Yeah. 90 day planning. I'm huge about that.
Yes. And then, so by going to that Mastermind, that definitely was a launch pad.
Wow.
And since then, let's see what's happened. Okay, so we have this business now. We were in Greenville. I had a lot of success there. But as a family, we made a decision that, you know, Mike can have day shift now, which is huge.
Yeah.
So be more, because he's always had to work night shift. We're now 20 minutes away from the girls. And so I was able to make that move knowing that I can pick up, you know, I can restart here. So I'm back to using your 90-day thing. I'm just basically acting it like I'm new. Okay, I'm new to here, so what do I need to do?
Yeah.
And all of those sheets that you have really work. And one of the first things I did on my 90-day thing was, I always, you know, someday I'm going to be, I art journaled avidly, and Christy always wanted me to, she's like, Mom, your stuff is amazing. You need to put it in this book. And I'm someday. And so one of the very first goals I did, it was submit to art journaling. And it took almost a year like I had joined in January. I think I submitted in February. It took, and it was like right around that same time of when she had passed where I got the word that my article was accepted. Like how the timing of it is even like, it, you know, and they, the best thing is they paid me.
Come on.
So I'm in this magazine. Then I sent two journals. The second one was also accepted. Okay. So then with moving, I took a break. I sent another one. I just got the word. I just sent it off today. I'll be in October again.
Come on. Like,
how cool is that? And they, and the thing is they pay me. Now, so before I joined CTT, I have this, I guess I could describe it as, I always painted. I just created, you know, whatever it was. I maybe sold two paintings, maybe.
Right.
I wasn't really trying to do that. But if someone came along and liked the painting, yeah, okay. So since then, I have all these paintings. I'm sitting in this room. Now I'm on, I have a social media presence. I'm published. This, from the beginning of this year, we have sold 10 paintings, which, okay, from zero to, you know, one or two to 10. I like those numbers.
Absolutely.
Because
and we're recording this. You're sitting in your studio now, dedicated studio space. Beautiful. I mean, come on.
Yes. And I did try doing the studio outside of the house, but you know, you do what works. If you have medical limitations, for me, it works better. I can go and lay down if I need to. I can do what I need to do. So at least I have a dedicated studio space.
Yeah.
I was in art galleries too. That that didn't work out. You know, when I moved, it wasn't going to work out. So, but to have like, hello, you have two galleries, and then I won an award. And it almost feels like you're bragging, but you almost, I hope it comes across in an encouraging way.
Yeah.
I became award-winning. If you go to Greenville, my artwork's on the downtown recycle bin for this whole entire year. It'll be there.
Wow.
But what? You know, when they called my name, Matt, I was like a little kid. I jumped up and down. I was so excited. And the people were all like, you know, looking and just kind of like, who is she?
Who is this?
She won. And I was like, oh my God, in what light? They called my name. And then I go, and I go and I get my envelope. He's like, you want a picture? Yes. And and they give me an envelope. When I open the envelope, I'm like, oh my God, there's money in here.
This is awesome.
I didn't even know what it was. Someone said, you know, I just say yes. Someone said, oh, are you going to do the flat out under pressure? I didn't know what it was. I didn't know all the specific. Okay, sure. So I say yes. So when you get these opportunities, you just say yes.
Wow. Wow.
And, you know, look what it leads to.
Angela, I know that there are people listening to the podcast right now that are where you were a year, 2 years, 3 years prior. Mm-hmm. They may be facing major obstacles in their life and they hear your story right now and they're thinking, could that happen to me? Could this really, this kind of breakthrough, this kind of acceleration, which we see all the time in Created to Thrive.
Yes,
that's what I love about doing it.
Yes.
I mean, I tell our team all the time, I'm like, never, ever, ever, ever get tired of hearing these stories because this is one life at a time that is seeing major breakthrough happen. But speak directly to that person, Angela, that's sitting there that's like, I want to believe it, but I've got so much coming up against me right now, health, family, finances, struggle, you know, abusive situations, whatever their barrier is, speak to them and encourage them.
The first thing I would say is know whose you are. Mm. You know, the Lord made you. You're his child. He put that art in you. So he has a path for you. And so as you just lean into that, Lord, what do you want me to do with this? Quit making excuses. And as a woman, we can put everyone else first. It's time. Art is important. Art is just as important as, you know, other, like get rid of all the stuff that doesn't matter in your life.
Yeah.
The other thing is decide what do you want to do? Your journey may look different than mine. What do you want? You can't compare. That's the other thing. I put those blinders on. Okay, Lord, you know, what do you want me to do? Because if I'm looking over there, that's not my journey. That's not my path.
Yeah, come on.
This is my path. Okay, this person's doing that. Guess what? You should be jumping and shouting and hooray because that they're being successful. And are you willing to do, the big question should be, any, I think this is true of any area of our lives, Matt. If you look at somebody that's super buff, oh, I wish I looked like that.
Right.
Oh, you know, because as a dietitian, you know, you'd run into this all the time. Are you willing to do what it takes on a day-to-day basis? What are you willing to do? And I would say start, break it down. What am I going to do today? Don't put this big, ginormous, you know, not manageable. What's right in front of you today? And just start there and quit, put those blinders on. Quit looking. And if you're not a part of CTT, of course, join all the functions. Like, that's a no-brainer. It's a matter of investing in yourself. You can't afford not to go.
That's so huge. Talk about too, I think, you know, just the role that community plays in that, because I think so many people that are dealing with life dominating kind of roadblocks that feel like there's no way out. One of the things the enemy does, I know in my life and so many lives, is that he makes you feel like you're alone, like you're the only one dealing with this, like nobody else is as bad or as bad off as you are, and you'll never get through this by yourself, and it's always been like this. But when you come into community, right, that all of a sudden unveils, I think, the enemy, and it also unveils God's truth in your life, and all of a sudden you're like, oh, I'm not the only one that's dealing with this. I can make it through. If God did it in his life or her life, he'll do it in my life. So has that been a big encouragement in your journey as you've experienced breakthrough?
I think community is, I think when we think, by thinking that our story is, you just don't understand. That's basically saying that we're bigger than God.
Oh, wow.
Nothing is too big for God.
That's
nothing
right.
is too big for God. So no matter what it is, when you give it to him, and he will put people in play in our lives. And the community, I think, is huge. I think it's both. I think you have to be comfortable being by yourself and being who you are. You don't have to fill it with alcohol, food, drugs, any of that stuff. Just being who you are by yourself is okay. And then community is huge, encouraging one another. And one thing I've really, you know, in Harrisburg, I had great friends, a great art community. So then when I moved down south to be near the kids, it was, you know, we have a house near the lake. It was isolated. I missed that. So CTT came along, and that's very, very helpful.
Yeah.
You know, I'm meeting people. Well, Kate Green, lovely lady, she's on my mastermind leader call, and now she's going to be teaching at GOA. I'm taking her class. So we're forming these friendships.
Absolutely. And I love that about your story, because you're turning around. You are one of our mastermind leaders, which, if you don't know, in Created to Thrive, we do monthly mastermind calls with fellow artists where you can pray for each other, talk about what's going on in your life, get feedback, all that kind of thing. And you're turning around now and taking the healing and the acceleration that God's done in your life, and you're helping other people walk through the same thing. And that's got to be gratifying for you as well.
Yeah, it is. And what an opportunity. And I did it very begrudgingly, if I'm honest, because I don't like technology. Okay, let's just put that out there.
Just letting you know.
Technology is not at the top of my list. And I have the most amazingly patient husband who helps with all of that stuff. So once I knew it was manageable, you know, the Skype and all of that, and Cherie has been phenomenal. It's so if you need help as a leader, she's there to help. Because that's, I'm not right. the only one that doesn't like technology, you know. But it is good to see. And then I get, you know, I like hearing what other people, what they're doing. And they're,
that's right.
I think those mastermind calls are important to encourage one another in that small scale. Yeah. You know, there's only four of you on the call, four, maybe five. It's a perfect setting.
Well, I think, again, it's so important for, even in the mentoring program, as big as it is with hundreds of people, it's like we have those opportunities, mastermind or weekends or mastermind calls, to get together and see real change happen in people's lives. And I think for so many, you know, that are out in the middle of Iowa, Idaho, or in the Zealand or wherever they might be, you know, all over the world, it's like to be able to connect with somebody face to face via technology and know that they're praying for you and that they're walking through the same thing that you are, man, that is just invaluable. So, Angela, thank you so much for being on today. I know there are tons of people who are going to want to connect with you on social media, your website. So where's the best place that people can connect with you?
Well, thank you again, Matt. And it's www.angelabrookart.com is our website. And Instagram is Angela Brooke Art. Facebook is Angela Brooke Art. And I do Facebook Lives. I'm starting this week again on Thursdays, Art with Angela. I'll teach whatever you want, or, you know, I kind of let you in the process. So that's Thursdays at 7. And we know what's coming out next month. Am I allowed to talk about that?
Yeah, definitely, definitely.
The e-course will be launching with you. That what an experience. So
that's going to be great. You're talking all about art journaling and beautiful, beautiful course coming up. So
and getting rid of those excuses. And then
that's
you can,
right.
You know, follow up with the Facebook Live or join us in CTT and come on one of the calls.
That's right. Well, Angela, thank you so much for being on. And as you're listening today, definitely go to Angela's website, follow her on social media, get to know what she's doing. She's an incredible person. God's doing some really, really great stuff through, and you'll be glad you did. So thanks, Angela.
Thank you, Matt.
Hey, thanks so much for spending a few minutes with me today on the podcast. Listen, I hope it's been a huge encouragement to you on your journey as an artist. Hey, also, before you leave, make sure to hit the subscribe button so you don't miss any of the other episodes of the Thriving Christian Artist podcast. And also, be sure to connect with me on Facebook, Instagram, or at my website, which is matttommymentoring.com. Until next time, remember, you were created to thrive. Bye-bye.